Oh, let's take a listen to this moment. Danny in Big Brother. I was convinced that he was going to be top three. I thought he might even take out the win, but last night, unfortunately, he was blindsided.
I know tomorrow, after I've had a few tears tonight, I'll think, you know what? I got outplayed by a 22-year-old and a 21-year-old who just smashed me all over that picture room. And I really didn't see that coming, to be honest. So, yeah, I got blindsided. I think the way it'll play out will be SJ will go and top three will be Ari, Christina and Marley.
The general. Ooh. I thought he was going to win.
Hey, Danny.
How are you? I'm on the life support system at the moment. I can see the white lights and I can't go there, but I can see my family dogs running around, but I really want to pat them.
Oh, wow.
It's come to that, has it? Man.
I took a bullet to the head.
You did.
I took a bullet to the head.
You really did.
I thought that outwit, outplay, outsmart was the Survivor tagline, but it sounds like that's what Big Brother turned into.
Well, I think that's the new format, which I think it's more interesting and people are still getting their head around it, but it is more of a much more strategic game. No more drinking, no more sex. It's more about gameplay and social skills, which I like.
Mate, I thought early days, I was like, oh, Danny, he's coming on a bit strong. He's a big player. I thought the first opportunity to get you out, they would, but they had opportunities and they didn't do it. Did they keep you in the game longer because they thought they could get you on their team? What was the strategy there from them?
Well, you got to have 20 lines of cocaine before we go into the Big Brother house. That always helps. That's a joke. I don't drink or drugs. Did I just say that? Are we live?
Yeah, we're live.
Danny. And just to clarify, that was a joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm clean and sober nearly 30 years. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot the question. I was so... say that again. I've only had 13 coffees.
I thought they would have taken you out sooner, but they didn't. They kept you in there for such a big player.
I'll just clear something up, right?
Yeah.
It's not the big that eats the small. It's the fast that'll eat the slow. And all those big, muscly guys that will look at themselves in the mirror and all the women that will put caking on their makeup every day, maybe they could have been walking around talking to people, working on their social game.
Oh, yeah.
They might have lasted a bit longer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Ah, yes.
And is that
very
why
much
you
a
think
social game?
You lasted... Because you did very well. You've done excellent. And do you think that is what your staying power was? Is that social skill and that swagger that you naturally have?
Yeah, I don't have that swagger with women. Ask my ex-wives. But I had a little bit of it in there.
They kept me in there for the fun times. I can just feel it.
Wasn't that funny? That was an overlap.
Oh, yeah, no, we should have sympathy for you in that situation.
Because you have an ex-wife.
That's
right. Is that why?
Yes.
I had ex-wives.
Several ex-wives.
I'll never date again, but apparently I'm going on that, so that's something to look forward to.
Ooh.
Got the question again.
I forget it too.
Oh, yeah, we've forgotten as well.
Do you feel
robbed that you didn't make the top three or had a chance of winning, of how well you played? You called yourself the greatest Big Brother contestant of all time. Mm.
I said that at the day one and they've ran with that.
Oh, have they?
You said it once.
I loved
as a
it.
Joke.
I loved it. I was like, this is great.
Well, you know what? I gave 110% every day. I was on 24/7. Mm. And, you know, I don't feel robbed because it is a game of twists and turns. Look, I was there for 62 days out of 63 days filming. I've got nothing to whinge about. Mm. And I got taken out by, you know, they outplayed me and I just have to accept it, you know. I think being a bit older, I can look at it a little bit more differently than some of the younger players who are a bit jaded when they were taken out.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I just accept that was the game and, you know, I got lucky. There's a lot of luck involved in Big Brother. And, you know, I was just fortunate enough to be there and enjoy the full experience of what the production, Endemol Shine and Channel 7 put together. It was truly amazing.
And do you just go back to real estate now?
Yes, I do. I go back to my... Well, my real estate career is over thanks to Big Brother, but I'll probably go back to the unemployment line.
Is it really over because of the show?
I don't think it's over.
No, you're stitching us up.
No,
you're great. You've got lots of things to accomplish out of the house.